every day, you get three KTAR News expansions. That's 8, noon, and 5, and it's 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news, traffic, and weather. Brought to you by
Sweet
James. If you've been injured in an accident, call Sweet James. I'm Jackie Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Hey, they kicked off Food Bank Fridays for St. Mary's today, and it's going very, very well. Thank you, listeners, and back to Gatos and Chad.
That's right. If you're just joining us, that's fantastic. Food Bank Fridays. That's something we're going to do every Friday. And we started the show, obviously, talking about Food Bank Friday, and we want you to donate. All you have to do is text the word food to 411923. Let's make sure that nobody goes without a meal this summer in Arizona. A lot of people lining up. Over the past months because of the pandemic, tough times. They're waiting in line at food banks. So we decided we're going to do something about it, but we need your help. So 2 o'clock, zero meals. Okay, that's how it starts. You've got to start somewhere.
Because, yeah, we just started. You guys didn't know about it. We didn't know about it as far as releasing it to you. We had talked about it. We put this thing together, but we had to present it to you.
And at 3 p.m., 3,000 meals, thanks to all of you. 4 p.m., 7,000 meals. 5 p.m., we don't have the update yet. We'll give it to you as soon as we can. But it's going well so far on the first day. And we'll talk about why we need your help with Jerry Brown, St. Mary's Food Bank, at about 5:30. So let's feed people this summer and help us do that. Okay. So we have story time on the Gatos and Chad show. We kind of, at the end of the show, share something from our personal lives. We're going to talk about Mom's Day coming up on Sunday.
Mom's Day, man.
So I know that it goes from absurd to ridiculous, and then it gets even more almost sad and pathetic. But I think today it's like, I think I've had enough. Like, we've talked about bamboo in the paper. We talked about ballots from China dropped in Arizona on election night. This is the audit of the 2020 Arizona presidential election. Remember, we had two that were done by sane people. And this one that's being done at Veterans Memorial Coliseum is a joke and a farce. And most of you know that. Today, we found the latest theory that they may look into. And I know I shake my head every day when we look at this. This is absolutely insane.
So we've had fraction magic. We've had we had the wands. Remember
the wands.
We had the guy that was at the Capitol insurrection and also part of the ballot
counting.
Counting. So he is and then and of course we can't forget the guy that was looking for Noah's Ark. Now trapdoors. It's just an illusion. Trapdoors. It's just an illusion.
So when you went to vote, let's say that you didn't mail your vote in. You actually went to vote, right?
Okay.
There are people that are bringing up the possibility that they may actually inspect. I don't think I can even say it.
Yeah. I will. If you're having a tough time, I can break it down for you.
They might inspect the floors where the votes were the counting machines were installed.
To see.
If there's a trapdoor.
If there's a trapdoor, and if there has been work done recently in the places voting machines potentially were. Now, this could just all be hilarity, but when you've talked, we've talked about the past. We had we've had so many of these amazing things. My favorite and your favorite, I'm sure, was the robot theory that Biden was a robot, remember?
This is just conspiracy theories overall.
Yeah. And they switched faces at one time. They had the face-off thing. And these are all Q conspiracy theories.
They took Biden's face off.
Face off.
They took Trump's face off. And they switched. That was the QAnon theory, conspiracy theory, that the man that you saw on Inauguration Day had Biden's face, but it was really Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Let him go and look in. You might as well check the basements, too. I mean, wherever these poll places are, go ahead. See, you know, we asked Pablo earlier. Pablo went and voted in person. And I said, listen, when you went and voted and you stood at the machine, did you feel a draft coming up?
Yeah.
And he said no. So I don't think there was any real, trap door. Really, I'm done.
I don't.
Tunnels.
Tunnels. And that's what it's got to be. You guys all laughed at me earlier when I was trying to explain how this works. It's got to be tunnels.
Tunnels.
You have to have tunnels because you've got to be able to get those things in and out of there. And remember, it's got to be big enough for what? Because they say they shredded them, then burned them.
Yeah.
So it can't
just
be...
you smell the smoke?
I did not.
If you're in the pole place, wouldn't you smell the
smoke?
Well,
that was later at night when nobody was around after the thing was closed. They did this extremely well.
There are more Republicans coming out, and I don't know why it's taking them so long. And I'm not talking about those of you who are Republican voters, because most of you know this thing is a joke. You know, most of you know the way this thing has been handled is disgraceful.
Yep.
But I'm not talking about, because I feel bad for Republican voters watching this.
Yeah.
Those who think this is really a disgrace, because it's embarrassing for their party. I'm talking about the actual Arizona Republicans that, you know, wanted this to happen.
Yeah.
Because I've just never, listen, I've been here 23 years almost. I've covered a lot of really silly, stupid stories. This one is the biggest one. It's the biggest joke. It's really important, too. I mean, the ballots that they went through, these ballots are ruined.
Yeah,
Can't trust any single ballot.
Well, they were
ballot.
Ruined anyways when the Chinese ballots came here with all the 40 quadrillion pounds of bamboo or whatever was in it.
I was only
the whole thing's ruined. Everything's ruined now. Call it all off. Call off the election. Oh, it's already happened? Oh, my Lord.
So it's a bad look for Arizona. It's certainly a bad look for Arizona Republicans who wanted to push this thing through. The other thing is, you know, Katie Hobbs, who's the Secretary of State, is getting death threats.
Yeah, that is not a shocker, though.
It's not a shocker, but it's sad. It's sad and unfortunate that, you know, again, these are a few bad apples that are doing this. Yeah. They've threatened her over and over the last couple of days.
And threatened her. Remember what was going on when this entire thing took place in real time.
They did go to her house.
They went to her house.
Right.
It's
got to stop.
Yeah, it's got
to
stop.
The nonsense has to stop. Governor Doug Ducey had to come out today and get her security.
Yeah.
Which is the right move.
And you know what? Somebody, like, for all the stuff we give Ducey, I think he realizes, look, nothing I'm going to be able to say is going to stop these people from doing whatever it is, because they're not listening to anybody. They're taking their own orders for themselves.
Well, I mean, Ducey did his part by saying this election did not have any fraud in it.
Yeah.
And he did his job. He upheld the law. He wasn't pulled all the way down that rabbit hole.
No, he wasn't.
He was pulled part of the way during 2020. And there are a lot of things that he did wrong. But, you know, he certified the elections. And, you know, even when he was in the Oval Office sitting there next to the former president, and they were talking about, he stood up for Arizona and said, our elections are great. We know how to do it here.
Yeah.
So hopefully most of these bills that could be a law, he vetoes. Because if you're going to make it harder for people to vote, it's un-American.
Yeah, it is un-American. Now, a lot of these, like a lot of things across the country that were put in place because of the pandemic. And some of these Republicans actually put some stuff in place before the pandemic, but they're recalling some of those. And I got zero problems with you know, we had a situation that was much different. Things have changed. Hopefully, by the time we go to vote next year, that will happen. But, yeah, it's just this entire thing is nuts. And now we're at a point, too, where we're going to question everything to the point where if you lose, you were cheated.
Right. Trap doors.
Trap doors.
That's the next thing. Trap in doors. Poll places. That's why... That's
very
why
trappy.
Biden won.
That's it.
It's insane. All right. Coming up next, it's the Gatos and Chad Show, Food Bank Fridays. We need your help. We're going to tell you how to help people to make sure that they get a meal. Stick around for that.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
All right, so we know during the summer here in Arizona, many of us escape the heat. And what that does is it leaves a severe void in donations to places like St. Mary's Food Bank. And here's a show we want to make sure that people get fed. Because certainly we all saw it. Chad, you saw it. I saw it.
Yeah.
The long lines, not only here in Arizona, but across the nation of people who were looking for food. And they're in the car with their families. It is a spot many families were never thought that they would be in.
Yeah, like months earlier, they were like everybody else, right? The kids are in school, they've got a business, or they're working, and you know, they got car payments and the mortgage, and they look up and they're making decisions like, okay, what aren't we going to pay and how do we feed our kids?
So what we're going to try and do here as a show is we want 100,000 meals. We want you to help us with 100,000 meals. So you can donate, text the word food to 411-923. We partnered with St. Mary's Food Bank. And here with us right now on a Food Bank Friday is our buddy Jerry Brown, Director of Media Relations at St. Mary's Food Bank. Jerry, how are you, my friend?
Gatos, Chad, how you doing, guys? Thank you so much.
I'm doing great, Jared. Thank you so much.
Hold on. Let's explain that, because that was a blank-eating grin that you just had there, Chad.
Yes. Benson. The first time we talked to Mr. Jerry Brown here, we did this big intro, and this is what he said. Gatos, I'm fine. How are you? That was it. Nothing else. Not a word.
And then you heard, hi, I'm
fine too, Jerry.
How you doing?
Thanks so much for asking.
Yes.
He was the guy I was speaking to.
See, I did
nice
the intro.
Try,
if you'd have done the intro, it's... All right, Jerry. Listen, we poke fun at you because we like you. So, Food Bank Fridays here on the Gatos and Chad Show. What do you think, man?
You know, it's a fabulous time and a great time to be doing that. You know, this weekend, actually tomorrow, would be our annual Stamp Out Hunger food drive, where you leave your food outside the mailbox for letter carriers. We get annually about 400,000 pounds of food from that. And I would be asking you right now, if it was any other year, to help you help promote that. Unfortunately, it's been canceled for the second straight year. So that's 400,000 pounds of food for the second straight year that we won't be receiving and we won't have going into the summer. So this idea that KTR has come up with, a great way for us to help replenish those donations that we won't be getting this year.
Man, that is... That's just sad, but we're so excited to help, and we were thinking about this. And speaking of helping, how has it been this last year plus? Because many of the people we talked about before, Jerry, many of the people that you serve there at St. Mary's, some of them had volunteered, and then you look up and they're in line. And
Absolutely.
That's just insane. How has it gone? Have you been able to keep up with demand?
You know, we called November the weeks before Thanksgiving, and that week before Thanksgiving kind of our sprint. You know, it's our Super Bowl. We have been in sprint mode for more than a year now when it comes to the amount of people that we normally put out about 85 to 90 million pounds. We had reached that number. We're going to break 120 million pounds since the pandemic hit. So it has luckily started to slow down. People are getting back to work. There aren't quite as many people on the lines now. Definitely not as many people as there were this time last year. But we have put out a tremendous amount of food, and there's a lot of replenishing that needs to happen now before we get into the summer months, which is usually the time where we put out the most food, because the kids are home. You know, they're getting fed at home rather than at school. Air conditioning bills go up. People have to pay the bills to keep the air conditioning on at home, to keep water in the house, and they need to come to St. Mary's Food Bank to help augment that. So this is an important time for the food bank, an important time for hungry people.
All right, Jerry, we're on it, man. We've got everybody listening. They're going to be on it. And Jerry, we'll talk to you later. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks for all you do, guys. We're going to have you out here soon.
Absolutely.
All right. Jerry Brown, Director of Media Relations at St. Mary's Food Bank. So $1 donation equates to approximately 7 pounds of food.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Let's get going. Text the word food to 411-923.
It's story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. After giving you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news this week, the guys give you an inside look at their personal lives.
All right, time to get warm and fuzzy. Are you ready to get warm and fuzzy to end the show?
I love getting warm and fuzzy.
All right. So we shared something from our personal lives. I'll go first. It is Mother's Day on Sunday. Happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. You know, I've talked about my mom passing away from COVID over a year ago. I'm certainly going to remember her on Mother's Day. We're going to celebrate my wife, who's an amazing mother. But what Mother's Day has now come to mean to me is that's the day I reconciled with my sister after many years.
Oh.
Let's go back last year. March and April, my mom gets sick. She passes away. Mother's Day comes, and I'm thinking, what could I do to honor my mother? What I decided to do was make up with my sister. I'm the older brother. I'm going to call her. I'm going to make up with her. I'm going to do whatever it takes to do it. I know that's one thing my mom always wanted, was for us to make up, because it was a good 4 years or so that we didn't talk at all. At all. We were done with each other. And I turned the page and I was okay with it. I had come to be at peace with it, saying, this is never going to work. I can't have a relationship with her. But I knew that my mom hated it. She didn't like it. It was the one thing I wish I could have given her before she passed away. But I was able to give that to her last Mother's Day. So I'll always remember the conversation I had with my sister. I went outside. I called her and I worked it out. And I knew that my mother in heaven would be happy about it. And I did it not only for my mom, but for my sister, because my sister took my mother's death harder than anybody. That was her best friend. You have a mother-daughter relationship. That's so, so special. After I made up with my sister, she went and told my father, and my father started to cry. Never seen my father cry, by the way. I wasn't there to see it, but my sister was. So on Mother's Day, I think it's a pretty cool thing. I've honored my mother by making up with my sister, who I've had a very tough relationship with my whole life. And I think you have some boundaries. I think you be a little bit careful. But I can now say that after 1 year, I talked to my sister again. And so I think that's a great way to celebrate Mother's Day for my mom. Story time on the Gatos and Chad Show.
Yeah, this weekend is going to be a relaxing weekend. I'm not going to see my mom this week. I haven't seen my mom since January last year. Mm. And we have a very respectful relationship. My mother's a great mother. She's an amazing, you know, she takes care of all my sister's kids because my sister's a nut job. I love her, yeah, but, you know, just like your sister, we had her issues and she had a lot of other issues. My mom worked so much. I mean, it was insane how much she works. Plus, she put herself through colleges and did all that stuff. And my aunt really was the other side of raising me. And we'll probably do a little Skype time this weekend so you can see the kids and say everything. And that's a good thing. But this year is my little sister's first Mother's Day. And she's got another one on the way. And I have not seen the baby. It has been that long since I have been out there. Time stood still last year, man. It was dead for, there was that time from, say, March through May, June, where it felt like the longest stretch of our lives. So I'm thinking about taking a trip out there. They're in L.A.
All right.
So Orange County. And it's been so weird, like, because I talked to them, but then you start to think, I haven't, like, you know, you were talking, your dad was just out here. How long had it been since you've seen your dad?
Long time.
Couple. You know? And
year and a half?
So. Yeah. And for me, that's not, it's a normal thing. I mean, I've lived, you know, a decade in Europe and you know, I didn't see my family that often, but it feels weird at times. I used to live not too far away from them. I go a year without seeing them. Like, that's the kind of weird thing. But this now, because as you get a little bit older, you see things, you start to understand things. And, you know, I'm trying to get my son down there a little bit more just to have the relationship with his cousins and his grandma. But it is surreal to think that my little sister, and I was thinking about this the other day, when they brought her home, my sister, it's actually my niece that my mom's adopted, so she's my little sister now. For the first 2-3 years, I was there for every second I possibly could be, took care of her for a long time, and now she's got soon to be two kids. Oh. And that is so, first of all, it makes you feel old, like we're talking about George Clooney yesterday being 60.
Yeah.
It just feels weird, but it is awesome as well. And it's a surreal thing to think, wow, you know, you look up and you see your kids, like, you know, Jack is getting, you know, he's playing football with, like, real football now, not tackle, but, like, you know,
10.
When he first started, it was like if they could throw the ball forward once and that should be a win. And now they're running plays. And to watch him grow up and now to watch my little sister become a mom and get ready to have her second and buy a house, it is a surreal thing. It totally is. So, yeah. Quiet weekend. All the mothers out there, you guys have a great weekend. You deserve it. All those dads out there who are cracking it. Some of you are single dads, and we always forget about that. Just like in Mother's Day, I always shout out to moms that Father's Day that end up having to do both jobs. Sometimes it's the other way. For all of you out there, have a good one, man, and I will see you.
Happy Mother's Day, everybody.
Happy Mother's Day.